I should really praise the Lord, because if the message is the shorter the message, the more benefit everybody receive.
那就证明做工的是主，不是我们。
That proves that it is the Lord who works.
刚才报告里面有一段说到我们上个月费用里面缺少500多块钱。
From the announcement, it mentioned that we have a $500 some deficit this month.
弟兄姊妹不要太惊慌，因为是我们。
Please don't be too much alarmed, because it's our with our responsibility.
我们没有告诉弟兄姊妹们，上个月我们有一笔特别的支出，大概有1100多块钱，是为了弥补以往在利息上面的差别。
Because we failed to announce it to the brothers and sisters that last month there's a special expense. It's about $1,000 so to have to pay back the difference of the when the interest rate changes.
我想我们很快会把这些缺额补上。
I believe we will fill that up pretty soon.
今天早上我们要继续讲利未记。
This morning, we will continue on with the book of Leviticus.
因为我不知道讲的越少，弟兄姊妹得的益处越多。
I did not realize the less I talk about, the more brothers and sisters will benefit.
所以今天早上我预备讲12章圣经。
So I plan to talk about 12, to cover about 12 chapters.
但是感谢主，这12章圣经里面有个共同的题目，叫做洁净。
But praise the Lord, there's a common topic among these 12 chapters.It's purify.
因为我们前几次讲利未记，第一次讲五章，我们说到五种祭物。
The first time we mentioned the first five chapters, we mentioned the five offerings.
以后讲到神呼召我们做祭司来侍奉他。
Then we talk about when the Lord called us to be the priest to serve Him.
底下这里就讲说，神不仅呼召人献祭，呼召人侍奉，并且呼召人洁净。
And here we talk, not only he called us to offer sacrifice, to serve him, and also to be sanctified.
Praise the Lord.
So we have to understand what is purifying. Usually we understood as long as we don't sin, we are purified.
而且我们会发现说，圣经里讲的洁净。新约旧约大概是最普遍的一个题目。
And we also we realize that this is the most common topic among both New and Old Testament.
所以我们就以为说，我们今天基督徒最大的一个责任就是不犯罪。
So we think that the greatest responsibility of a Christian today is not to sin.
但是我们却常常发现，我们仍然犯罪。
But then we realize that we did still sin often.
所以在基督徒的生命追求里面，有些时候就相当的矛盾。
So there's a contradiction in our Christian life.
今天早晨我们讲利未记里的洁净，我盼望能够使弟兄姊妹明白至少怎样得到洁净的路。
So this morning when we mentioned about the purifying process in the book of Leviticus, then we can know the way where we can get purified.
也盼望我们能明白说主洁净我们到什么程度。
And also we can understand that how pure the Lord wants us to be.
很显然的理由，我们没有办法把十二章圣经里面大部分都拿出来读。
For a very obvious reason, we cannot read.Some of the passages in this all 12 chapters.
但是为了引用方便，我们盼望弟兄姊妹把圣经打开，在利未记从11章到22章。
But I still urge you to open your Bible, the book of Leviticus from chapter 11 through 22.
我们知道旧约里面许多洁净的条例都是外面的。
We know this. All these things that mentioned in the Old Testament, they are outside. They are only, these rituals are only outside.
到新约里面记载，使徒们记载福音书，就说他们有许多不可摸、不可触、不可吃的关的条例。
So in the New Testament, the disciples mentioned that they have a lot of rituals that they are not supposed to touch, they are not supposed to eat, they are not supposed to do.
而主耶稣说的说，我们里面不洁净。
But then the Lord said, when our inside is not clean.
马太福音十五章是讲到我们里面的光景。
And in the book of, like in the book of Matthew, it's talk about how unclean we are inside.
虽然以色列人拿这些洁净的条例外面来遵行，非常努力的事情。
Although the Israelites really diligently obey these outside rituals.
但是主说不能叫他们里面洁净。
But the Lord said that cannot make the inside clean.
有一次主耶稣吃饭的时候没有洗手。
Once Jesus did not wash his hand before he eats.
所以那些法利赛人就在那议论说他们为什么不洗手。
So the Pharisees starting to criticize it. How come you don't wash your hands?
主耶稣就告诉他们说从外面进去的不能污秽人。
Then the Lord said, whatever comes from outside cannot really dirty you.
他说里面的乃是能污秽人。
But whatever comes in from inside will make you unclean.
从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤毒，这都是污秽人的。
For all those that comes from inside with those adultery and wickedness and so on so on, these can make you unclean.
所以我们就知道说外面神把洁净的条例赐给以色列人的时候，以色列人并不能真正得到洁净。
That's why we understand when this was, all these rituals was given to the Israelites at that time, the Israelites did not really understand how can they get purified.
所以在有启示的犹太人中间，他们有不同的看法对于旧约的条例。
That's why they have a different viewpoint among those Jews who have the inspiration from the Lord.
大卫是一个有启示的人。
David is a person who has inspiration.
在诗篇五十一篇里面第十节，他就这样说。
In Psalm 51, verse 10, it mentioned.
他说：“求你为我造一个清洁的心。”
He said, "Please make me a clean heart."
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Then, so I can have an upright soul.
因为大卫知道，仅仅外面遵守条例不能叫他得到洁净。
Because David fully understands, if you only do it outside, it will not make you clean.
哦，可是那些真正非常严格遵行律法的犹太人，他们努力行圣经上所规定的条例。
But all those Jews, the Orthodox, they really wanted to do it step by step.
我们看见《使徒行传》第十章里面，主耶稣向着彼得显现。
In the 10th chapter of Acts, that we see that Jesus have this vision revealed to Peter.
《利未记》十一章里面讲许多不可以吃的走兽、四足爬行的，我们都是不能吃的。
In the book of Leviticus, you can see there's a lot of creeping things and animals that they are unclean that you cannot eat.
很多天上的飞鸟不能吃的。
And a lot of fowls that's flying that you cannot eat either.
但是有一天，彼得在约帕的削皮匠西门家里祷告的时候。
But there's one day when Peter was praying in the house of Simon, then
他看见天上降下一个大布来，里面包着各样的活物。
He saw there's a great big cloth descending from heaven, and there's a lot of living things in there.
三次主说，彼得起来宰了吃。
And three times the Lord said, "Get up, kill them, and eat."
然后彼得就看见。有几个外邦人来来寻找到约伯那里来寻找彼得。
Then after this instance, that Peter will come across some Gentiles coming to this place to trying to have fellowship.
感谢主弟兄姊妹，如果没有使徒行传第十章，我们就真的不知道利未记第十一章讲什么东西。
And praise the Lord, if we don't have this tenth chapter of Acts, we really do not understand what does this all these in the book of Leviticus means.
至少我们知道那个时候神就是借着这一个不洁净的物，说到以色列人和外邦人的分别都已经打破了。
The Lord utilized this clean and unclean creatures. He break up this boundary between the Jews and the Gentiles.
因为我们不是犹太人，我们不知道他们对于这些不洁净的物是什么看法的。
Because we are not Jews, we really do not fully understand how the Jews look at those unclean things.
在犹太人的观念里面，他们是洁净的，外邦人是不洁净的。
Because in the viewpoint of a Jew, they are the clean ones, and all the Gentiles are unclean.
今天我们信了主，我们就同意说我们是不洁净的。
But today, when we believe the Lord, we will admit that we are unclean.
但是一个没有信主的人，一听说犹太人洁净，外邦人不洁净，就非常难过。
But the unbelieving Gentiles, once they heard that the Jews claim they are the clean ones and the Gentiles are not clean, they get very angry.
其实我们知道说，主耶稣这句话更是这样讲：凡物本来没有不洁净，保罗也这样说。
But Jesus himself said that, and Paul also did that. All things are clean.
神所造的物都是好的。
whatever was created by the Lord are all good.
这是罗马书十四章第十四节和提摩太前书第四章第四第五节保罗是讲的。
This is in the book of Romans and the first Timothy.
It mentioned. 财物本来没有不洁净的。
It said nothing was not unclean.
如果我们以为不洁净就不洁净了。
Because if you think it is not clean, then it is not clean.
因为我们良心软弱。
Because we have a weak conscience.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就下一个结论说，以往那些犹太人研究字句。
So we can conclude this way. In the past, the Jews studied the words, the letter by letter.
但是神实在是要我们明白在那个字句之外，在那个字句背后的属灵意义。
But the Lord really wanted to understand is what behind this words, the true meaning of those, the true spiritual meaning.
我们如果在这里传讲关于利未记信息，我们放心大胆讲它属灵的意义。
Today, if we should preach about this book, then we can preach boldly about its spiritual meaning.
啊，感谢主，神没有叫我们随便来讲这些意义。
But the Lord did not want us to just talk about it freely.
因为从利未记十一章到二十二章，这里的条例差不多新约里面都引用了。
Because from the Leviticus 11 through 22.All these rituals have all been mentioned in the New Testament.
我们就看见说，在新约里引用的时候，怎么样解开旧约的意思。
Then we understand when it was used in the New Testament, how does it really tell us the true meaning of it?
我们读到这些时候，我一下也会把新约引出来和弟兄姊妹交通。
So when we talk about this, we will also mention the ones that mentioned in the New Testament.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们要讲洁净，怎么样洁净？
Now we want to talk about the purified. And how do we get purified?
洁净第一个在于洁净的习惯。
Now the purified first is depend on the habit to be clean.
这里说到我们吃的东西。
First, he mentioned about the things we eat.
如果一个人吃的东西是洁净的，就一直洁净。
If someone who eats always eats the clean things, he's clean.
如果是不洁净的，就变得不洁净。
If he eats of unclean things, he is unclean.
弟兄姊妹，这里明显不是单独指我们这个食物的食谱来讲的。
So it says very clearly that this is really not just indicate the things we eat.
因为我知道，若是这样的话，中国人好多东西不可以吃了。
If so, then we know there's a lot of Chinese stuff we cannot eat anymore.
啊，水里有些没有鳞、没有刺的鱼不可以吃。
And those in the swimming in the water does not have fin, does not have scale, we can't eat anymore.
那么弟兄姊妹，一直祷告，利未记叫我们食物受了损失。
So this book of Leviticus make us we have to sacrifice some delicacies because of this book.
不是的，弟兄姊妹，吃也没有增加我们什么，不吃也不能叫我们受什么亏损。
No, whether we eat or not does not edify us. Or
吃东西并不能叫神讨神的喜悦。
When we eat, will not please the Lord.
这里神所讲的那些洁净是指那些食物怎么样是洁净的族类。
Now here it mentioned that the clean breed are those.
十一章第一节，摩西对亚伦，耶和华对摩西亚伦这样说：你们小谕以色列人说，在地上一切走兽中可吃的乃是这些。
And so in the chapter 11.
三节说，凡蹄分两半倒脚的走兽，你们都可以吃。
So in the chapter 11, verse 3, whatsoever part is the hoof and cloven-footed and chewest the cud among the beasts, that shall you eat.
所以有两种，有一种情形是植物是可以吃的。
So in one condition, these beasts can be eaten.
什么叫做倒嚼？
What does this chewing of the cud mean?
啊，倒嚼，我们就知道说，啊，先把许多东西都吃下去，然后再慢慢吐出来，反复咀嚼，把它消化。
We know this means that you just gobbled up a lot of things first, then the cud will come back and you chew on it.
诗篇第一篇第一节说，诗篇第一篇
说 Psalm 1.
昼夜思想耶和华的律法的。诗篇第一篇。
Now let's turn to Psalm, the very first Psalm.
第二节。
The second verse.
我也喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night.
弟兄姊妹们，这里告诉我们，怎么样叫我们洁净， 第一在于神的话。
Now here's tell us how to be clean. First is upon the word of the Lord.
诗篇119篇第11节说，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？就是要遵行你的话。
And this psalm it says now for the 119.
第九节。
Verse 9. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word?
十一节说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
And verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
弟兄姊妹们，我们已经蒙主宝血洒在我们身上，我们是洁净的。
Now we already have the blood of our Savior sprinkled on us, we are clean.
怎么样可以保持洁净？就是不断的寻求，不断的思想神的话语。
So how do we keep clean? It's how we keep on meditating and pursuing the word of the Lord.
玛利亚，耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她听了天使对她讲的话，就把它藏在心里，反复的思想。
Jesus, mother Mary, after he heard what the angel told her, she keep that words in her heart and meditate upon it.
弟兄姊妹们，这就证明说。神的话在我们里面有个分别，有个力量。
That means the word of Lord inside us will have this power of discernment and have this His power.
不仅仅是在我们读神的话语的习惯上面。
Not only in the habit of reading the Lord's word.
并且在我们生活的见证上面，那个道那个分题的走咒，说到他走的路上有一个那个每一个脚印都是清清楚楚一个分开的样子。
And also on his walk, like the animal who has have the separated hoof, in every footprint it has is have a separation, a very clear print of separation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的话在我们身上不仅是生命，并且是我们的见证。
So the word of the Lord in us not only is the life, and also it is the testament.
不仅是我们的营养，又是我们的力量。
Not only is our nutrition, but it also is our power.
这样的人叫做洁净的人。
Now this kind of person is called a clean person.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果我们对神的话语没有一个熟练、思想反复咀嚼的习惯，我们是不洁净的。
So if we don't have this habit of chewing God's word constantly and thinking about it all the time, we are not clean.
如果神的话不能从我们身上见证出来，有真实的表现，我们是不洁净的。
If the word of the Lord cannot manifest itself outside in our life, we are not clean.
第二类洁净的是什么？在水里面的。
What's the second group of the clean thing in the water?
第九节，水中可吃的乃是这些，凡在水里、海里、河里有刺有鳞的都可以吃。
Verse 9, these shall ye eat of all that are in the water. Whatsoever has fins and scales in the water, in the seas and in the river, they shall eat.
螃蟹不可以吃哈。
Eat. So you're not supposed to eat crabs.
什么叫有鳞有刺？
And what does it mean when you have fins and scale?
鳞说到虽然在水里面，但是和水有了分别。
But the scales means the separation of this beast with water.
鳞说到它的保护。
And the scales means protection.
那么弟兄姊妹们，什么样的人是洁净的人呢？
Now, so what kind of person is a clean person?
就是虽然活在世界上面，但是他和世界有分别。
That is those who live in among this world, but it was separated from this world.
我们和世界有分别。
We are separated from this world.
我们身上有保护。
We have this protection on us.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话是相当严重的。今天我们活在世界上，每个人都活在世界上面。
Now this is a very serious thing because we all living on this world.
有些水里的族类是没有刺、没有鳞的。
And there's a lot of creatures in the water does not have fin or scale.
那么弟兄姊妹，这些没有鳞、没有刺的，都在底下水里爬的。
You know, those doesn't have scale or fins, they are creeping in the bottom of the water.
刺说到我们能够逆着水流而上。
The fin means we can swim against the tide.
这就叫不要爱世界。
That means do not love this world.
弟兄姊妹，今晚你们不要以为我讲的超过圣经所讲的。
So please don't think that I'm talking something beyond this book.
世界的潮流一直要吞噬我们。
The tide of this world keep on trying to devour us.
但是有些基督徒是有保护的。
But there's some Christian, they have this protection.
是有分别的。
It is separated.
在一个整个往下沉沦的时代里面，他们有力量往上。
They have the power to fight against this downward tide.
这样的人叫做洁净的人。
Now this kind of person called a clean person.
弟兄姊妹，已经有两种情形，我们需要注意。 来证明我们是不是洁净的。
Now, so far we already mentioned two things that we have to check whether we are clean or not.
第三种他讲鸟类里面有些不洁净的。
The third kind is, the third we'll talk about some fowls.
十三节里面讲雀鸟中你们当以为可憎不可吃的。
In verse 13, and these are they that which they shall be in abomination among the fowls, they shall not be eaten.
一共二十一种。
There are about 21 different kind of birds.
哎，我看看这个还好，这个样没有样我要吃的。
And when I read that, I say, oh, fortunately, none of these I want to eat.
我不要吃乌鸦呀。
Because I don't want to eat raven.
那么弟兄姊妹，为什么这些鸟类不洁净？
Now, why are these birds are not clean?
因为他们吃死尸。
Because they eat the dead animal.
喜欢死的东西。
They love the dead.
喜欢血。
They love the blood.
那弟兄姊妹，基督徒有些人看报纸啊，专看社会新闻。
And there's some Christian when they read the newspaper, they only want to read those the bad news.
不洁净。
Those are unclean.
不洁净。
Those are unclean.
从前有一段时间，世界这个 LA Times 我把它停掉，不喜欢，不拒绝看它。
There's once I stopped reading LA Times. I don't want to read it again.
为什么？
Why?
他们打电话来问为什么你停掉 LA Times？
They call and ask us, why do you stop subscribing it?
我说我不喜欢看见你电影广告。
Then I said I don't want to see your movie ads.
你们看现在 LA Times 所以 X-rated 都拿掉了。
Now did you realize now that all the X-rated movie ads are gone?
不晓得是不是我的功劳哈。
I don't know whether it's because of me or not.
但是弟兄姊妹，基督徒应当有分别。
But brothers and sisters, Christians should have this kind of separation.
我们不喜欢污秽的东西。
We do not like the unclean things.
还有一些鸟类也是不洁净的。
And so some different kind of birds are unclean also.
这种鸟是夜鸟。
Those are the night birds.
不行在光明中间的。
They do not fly in the light.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们喜欢黑暗，就证明我们不洁净。
So brothers and sisters, we like darkness that indicate we are unclean.
啊，那天有一天很好，有一个姊妹，我正在要讲一件。哎呀，叫人心里难过的事情时候。
That was praise the Lord. One day I was just about to mention something very bad.
姊妹说，我不要听，我不要听，我不要听。
And that sister told me, no, I don't want to hear it.
我们姊妹是清
净。So praise the Lord, our sister is a clean person.
就是有时候我们也忘记，讲起事情来好高兴，讲到别人的失败。
So sometimes we just forgot and we talk about some other people's failure. That's unclean.
还有一种鸟类也不是不洁净的。
There's another kind of bird is unclean.
鸵鸟不洁净。
Is the ostrich?
为什么？因为它有鸟的形状，它不会飞。
Because he's got the shape of a bird, but he does not fly.
不洁净。
That's unclean.
那么弟兄姊妹，他说到昆虫大部分都不洁净。
And here we also talk about insects, the creeping things. Most of them are unclean.
它有翅膀，但是喜欢在地上爬。
Because they have wings, but they want to creep on the earth.
那弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒有没有翅膀啊？
Now, do we have, does Christian have rings today?
哥罗西书里面告诉我们要思想天上的事情。
In the book of Colossians, we talk about we have to think about the things of the heaven.
哎呀，我们老是想地上的事情。
But we always think about things on earth.
不洁净。
That's unclean.
但是昆虫里面有一样是洁净的。
But there's one thing among the creeping things that's clean. That's very, very marvelous.
你们知道什么昆虫洁净吗？
Do you know what kind, what it is?
蝗虫是洁净的。
The locust.
为什么？
Why?
因为它有翅膀。
Because it's got wing.
一个脚在地上可以跑。
And also it's got legs that can run on the ground.
但是它有两个大腿可以跳。
But it's got two very strong hind legs that can jump.
你们看见蝗虫没有啊？
And have you ever seen locust? Or
它飞以前先跳起来。
Now before he fly, he jump first.
所以弟兄姊妹，神是有怜悯啊，我们是属地的。
So the Lord has mercy. We are of this earth. We belong to the ground.
但是我们有个心愿要往上去。
But we have this thought. We have the attitude of going upwards.
所以我们祷告。
So that's why we pray.
所以我们和主交通。
That's why we have fellowship with the Lord.
叫我们离地上升的。
So we can jump away from the earth.
凡是喜欢地上的事情，不看天的都不洁净。
All those that like the things of earth and doesn't look up, they are unclean.
有一种人，祭司不可以做祭司的。
There's because it also mentioned later that there's one kind of person who cannot be a priest.
驼背的不可以做祭司。
Is those with hunchback.
为什么？因为驼背老看地上。
Because you always look at the earth, look at the ground.
昆虫里面有腿有后腿能跳的是洁净的。
But praise the Lord, that those among creeping things, those have the strong hind leg can jump is clean. But there's a lot of creeping things are not unclean.
感谢主, 老鼠是不洁净,
praise the Lord, the rats, the rodents are unclean. Nobody wants to eat that.
爬在地上,
they crawling on the ground.
行在暗中,
they like darkness.
凡死的东西都不洁净,
all things that are dead are unclean.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们这样讲完以后, 你虽然不是犹太人, 大概犹太人讲的洁净不洁净, 那有点晓得了。
So after we talk about this, and although you're not a Jewish, you probably understand.
啊, 利未记11章, 大概被记住了。
So we can probably remember this chapter.
因为它有个原则在里面。
Because there's a principle.
那弟兄姊妹, 一个人如果遵守 这些属灵的原则, 他必然是个洁净的人。
So if you obey these principles, you will become a clean person.
所以利未记十一章在讲所有一切洁净的原则这些。
So before in this book, in this chapter, talk about the principle of cleanliness.
因为这个洁净是个正面的力量。
Because it's a positive force.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真懂得这里所讲的意思。 我们祷告, 我们读经, 我们聚会, 我们和神儿女交通来往, 做见证, 每一件事情保守我们洁净。
Now if we understand this, then in our prayer, in our fellowship with the brothers and sisters, we all have this positive force, then everything will be clean.
但是难免我们也不接触死亡的时候。
But we cannot help, we will touch death.
为什么? 因为我们天然生命是不洁净。
Why? Because our natural life is unclean. So in chapter 12 is a very, very short one.
讲到妇人生孩子的时候不洁净。
It's talk about a woman after he give birth to a child, he's unclean.
而且如果他生了女孩的话, 双倍不洁净。
And also if he should give a baby girl, she will be unclean twice as long.
姊妹们不要生气哈,
don't get mad, brothers and sisters.
这不是你的责任,
this is not your responsibility.
从亚当犯罪之后,
ever since Adam sinned, every one of us sinned.
何等可惜, 亚当在生孩子之前就犯罪。
How pitiful. Before they perceive any children, he sinned.
所以每一个从亚当生的人都犯罪。
That's why every single one coming from Adam, it's a sinner.
为什么不洁净?
Why it is unclean?
这里在十二章里面有一节话第七节。
In verse 7, chapter 12.
祭司要献在耶和华面前，为他赎罪，他的血缘就洁净了。
And we shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood.
血源源头的问题
is the origin of the blood.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个条例就提醒以色列人，每一个从妇人所生的都是不洁净的。
And this law reminds all the Israelites that whoever was giving birth from a woman are unclean.
如果是男的男孩，他受了割礼33天，他洁净了。
Now if it's a baby boy after the circumcision. And then after 33 days, he become clean.
那么女孩子没有办法受割礼啊,
and a baby girl cannot have circumcision, so she's still unclean until double that time.
而且如果主祝福的话, 她还要生育。
And if she should be blessed, she will give birth again.
我说这个小孩子, 小女孩长大, 还是做人, 她做母亲。
I mean this baby girl, after she grow up, she still will give birth.
但是每一个从妇人所生的都是罪人。
But every single one that was given birth by a woman is a sinner.
感谢主弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣生在律法以下，而且为女子所生。
Now praise the Lord, the Lord Jesus was given birth by a woman under the law.
弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣生儿子生命还没有彰显出来的时候。 他一样伏在律法的权势底下。
So before his, so he still was under this law.
弟兄姊妹，我们读新约读了多少遍， 主耶稣满了洁净的日子，他的母亲就把他带去，用两只斑鸠楚歌为他献祭。
So we read it so many times in the New Testament that after the day of purification was fulfilled, that the mother of Jesus brought two turtle doves to go to the temple and to fulfill the ritual.
大家都没有猜他为什么他要献斑鸠。
You probably never check why he has to offer two turtle doves.
以为是说他献祭把自己归给神。
You probably think that he offered this sacrifice to offer himself.
这个原因在利未记十二章。
Now we see that the it's in Leviticus 12.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也可以说利未记十二章是为了耶稣基督做见证，为他预备的。
We can also say that this 12th chapter of Leviticus is the one that will prepare testimony for Jesus.
我们生下来有没有洁净，不在乎，不要紧，没什么关系。
It doesn't really matter whether we are clean or not when we were born.
但主耶稣是一个神儿子，何等尊贵，第二个人。
But our Jesus, who is such a precious, the second man,
末后的亚当
is the second Adam?
末后的 last Adam.
The last Adam.
把所有亚当因为犯罪在人性里面犯罪败坏死亡不洁净的因素都除去了。
He cast away all those uncleanliness which was in the old Adam, all the corruption, all the uncleanliness.
主耶稣献了这个祭，全人类都洁净了。
When the Lord offered this sacrifice, the whole human race is clean. Is
血缘是洁净的。
The issue of the blood is clean, it's cleansed.
凡在耶稣基督里的人，生命都洁净了。
All those in Jesus Christ, his life become clean.
这个洁净讲到，这个不洁净讲到我们生命的来源，从肉身生的还是肉身，不洁净。
Now this here it mentioned the our natural life who is still unclean because it's from the flesh.
底下十三章十四章讲大麻风不洁净。
Here in the following chapters 13 and 14 is talk about the leprosies.
这个是说到我们天然生命的本质不洁净。
This mentioned the very nature of our natural life is unclean.
神的预表很细。前面讲源头不洁净，现在讲本质不洁净。
Now that our Lord is a very, very careful Lord, He mentioned the origin first in chapter 12. Now we talk about our life.
那么弟兄姊妹，不要说是为什么对这个大麻风的人特别不友善。
Now you don't, please don't think that you're so unfriendly to those who have leprosy.
所有疾病里面，神没有说哪样洁净不洁净。只有特别把大麻风拿出来当做不洁净的预表。
All the disease, the Lord never mentioned it, whether it's clean or not, but He only mentioned this one thing, one disease, leprosy, He says it's unclean.
因为大麻风有个特性，它从里面发病，显在外面的。
Because this, the character of it is when you have the disease inside, then you have the symptom outside.
外面爆发出来的时候，里面已经没有拯救了。
When it was breaking out, there's already no hope.
有些疾病外面从来看不出来。
There's a lot of disease that outside you can never see from outside.
有些疾病从外面进去的。
But a lot of outside disease.
我不晓得除了大麻风之外，有没有里面发病，外面表现出来变在皮肤上面。
I don't know whether there's other disease that's.It's got that you have to have it inside and then break out.
陈立年弟兄是医生，他也比我清楚。
And the brother Chen is a doctor, he must know a lot more.
感谢主，今天我不是讲医学。
But praise the Lord, I'm not talking about medicine today.
我是讲圣经的预表。
I'm talking about the typifying of the scripture.
大麻风受到罪的污秽。
The leprosy is talking about the uncleanliness of the sin.
从我们里面发出来的都污秽。
That's coming from the inside out is all unclean.
所以大麻风一发现的时候，就要离开以色列百姓，居住在会幕之外。
So that's why the first symptom you saw, this person has to live outside the camp.
说到我们和神的儿女，说到我们和神当中断绝了交通。
It indicates that this is the breaking of the fellowship. with the Lord and with other brothers and sisters.
大麻风他不仅他的问题，祭司不是来医治大麻风的。
And in here, the priest does not cure the leprosy.
也许旧约里面大麻风很少，从来很少有人得医治。
Maybe in the Old Testament time, there is very, very few leprosies get healed.
因为新约里面路加福音第四章讲，只有旧约时候只有几个人，有一个是乃曼，大麻风得了洁净。
Because they did in the New Testament mention there's very, very few leprosies get healed. There's only one person that Naaman was healed.
如果大家读新约读得仔细的话
，If you are very careful about to read the New Testament，
长大麻风的得洁净是弥赛亚的记号。
The leprosy get cleansed is an indication of Messiah.
主耶稣接近了好多长大麻风的。
And the Lord, our Lord Jesus cleaned healed a lot of leprosies.
他也医治很多其他的疾病，但是特别把大麻风拿出来。
He also cured a lot of other diseases, but he mentioned especially here about the leprosy.
为要叫人看见说他是弥赛亚。
So that to indicate that he is Messiah.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣接近他们就说，你去把身体给祭司查看，献上礼物
And Jesus told them, now show your body to the priest and also offer the gift as a sacrifice.
这个礼物是什么？
Now what kind of gift is this?
利未记十三章里面就告诉我们说，这个要献上的礼物，第十四章讲的
So here we see it's from this Leviticus chapter 14. You have to offer two living birds.
第四节，十四章四节就要吩咐人为那求洁净的那两只洁净的火鸟和香柏木朱红色线，并牛膝草来。
Verse 4 of 14. Then shall the priest command to take her him, to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean.And cedar woods and scarlet and hyssop.
这个牛膝草是主耶稣在十字架上面时候，人用牛膝草蘸了醋给他吃。
Now this hyssop is the one that was used to dip in the vinegar and feed to Jesus when Jesus was on the cross.
牛膝草说到主耶稣的降卑。
Now when we talk about hyssop, we talk about his humbleness.
香柏木说到他的尊贵。
And the cedar woods talk about his magnificence.Magnificence.
香柏木和牛膝草用朱红色线连起来。
And you connect the cedar woods and the hyssop with the scarlet.
第五节他说，祭司要吩咐用瓦器盛活水，把一只鸟载在上面。至于那只活鸟，祭司要把它和香柏木、朱红色线并牛膝草一同蘸于载在活水上的鸟血中。
In verse 5 and 6, and the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water, and for the living bird he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living birds in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water.
圣经里用鸟讲到祭物的时候，都预表主耶稣的复活。
Now, whenever a bird was used as a sacrifice, it all indicates the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣为我们死，为我们活。
Now, he...died for us and he lived again for us.
那个洁净求洁净的人要用这个血在活水里面的血洒在他的身上。
And the person who has to use this blood from in the living water and be sprinkled.
这个叫用水借着道把教会洗得完全。
This is to wash the church through water by his word.
圣灵是活水。
Holy Spirit is this living water.
主耶稣的十字架宝血的力量洁净罪人。
Now our Lord Jesus cross and his blood cleanse our sin us.
但是还有一件最稀奇的事情啊。
But the most marvelous thing is this.
大麻风的洁净以后要献的礼物很多很多啊。
But after the leprosy was healed, there's so many gifts that you're supposed to offer.
他要献赎罪祭。
He have to have the sin offering.
要献赎愆祭。
He have to have a trespass offering.
还要献完全的燔祭。
And also a complete burnt offering.
那么弟兄姊妹们，什么人经历主的恩典最多？
So who experienced the most of Lord's grace?
就是那些发现我们是长大麻风，我们是不洁净。而认识主耶稣拯救的人。
are those that who find out that we have leprosy, that we are unclean, and then we experience the Lord's salvation. Those will offer the most gifts.
弟兄姊妹们，这个赎愆祭有特别的献法。
And this trespass offering have a special way of offering it.
这个血，祭司要把它抹在大麻风洁净人的耳朵上面。
And the blood.
上面，脚趾上面。
And the blood will be smeared by the priest to the leper's right ear and right earlobe, right thumb, and the right big toe.
这一个方法是只有祭司用过的。
Remember, this is the only way to get blood smeared is by the priest. The priest himself will be smeared this way. We mentioned before why the priest has to have the blood on his earlobe, on the thumb, and on the right toe.
叫做我们遵行神的命令，没有自己天然的意见。
It means that we obey the Lord's command, and we don't have our own ideas.
我们的行动里面带着耶稣基督死的印记。
And in our action, we have the seal of our Lord Jesus' death.
我们不走自己的道路。
And we do not walk according to our own way.
不做自己的工作。
We do not do our own work.
血在我们身上有印记。
And the blood has this seal on us.
一般的以色列百姓从来没有血放在耳朵上、手上，没有。
And all the other Israelite people never have the blood on their right ear, on their ear and in their thumb and or their toes.
只有长大麻风洁净的，
血在身上。Only those lepers who are healed have this sign of blood.
不仅是血，也要油抹上。
Not only blood, but have oil.So these lepers are really, they are indeed, they are lucky. Because they are like the priest.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't that wonderful?
我们从罪里面得洁净，我们就重新把自己奉献给神。
So when we were cleansed through, from sin, so then we will, offer ourselves to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，好多人我们都有犯罪得蒙救、得蒙拯救的经历，对不对
？We have so many of us have this experience of saved from sin.
但是罪得赦免了，就谢谢主就完了。
But afterwards we just thank the Lord and that's it.
有没有认识你？那大概你的罪不是大麻风了。
So probably that sin is not really leprosy.
好，有一天你长大麻风得洁净，你非侍奉神不可。
Now, one day, if you really have the leprosy and you get cleansed, you are cleansed, you have to serve the Lord.
好多人历史上，好多教会历史上，好多人这样情形。
In the history of church, there's so many of there are so many examples.
真是大罪人。
They are really great sinners.
真是污秽人。
They are really unclean.
但是蒙召。
But they are called.
做了君尊的祭司。
They become the royal priest.
刚才我们聚会刚开始唱 John Newton 的诗歌，约翰牛顿的诗歌。
Remember when we in the beginning of the meeting we sing John Newton's song.
他怎么会侍奉主的？不可能的。
How can he serve the Lord? It's impossible.
大罪人呢。
He's a great sinner.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，好多这样的见证。
There's so many this kind of testimonies.
有一个侍奉主的人，他们从前在一个城里面，他是大罪人呢。
There's a servant of God who is used to be a great sinner in a village.
口说亵渎的话。
He talks about blasphemy.
眼中也不怕神。
And he fear not God.
有一天他得救了。
And one day he's saved.
哦，他心中为了自己最忧伤。
And he feels so sorry for his own sin.
他也蒙主呼召侍奉他。
He also was called to serve the Lord.
主带领他回到他的家乡传。
Then the Lord take him to his own hometown to preach the gospel.
去
He said, no, everywhere else I can go, but I cannot go back to my hometown because there the people is going to stone me to death.
是啊。
Yes.
先知在本地本乡没有受人尊重。
The prophet was never been honored in his own hometown.
何况人家早就知道你底细是个大罪人。
Yeah.And also, they all know that you are such a big sinner in there.
但他去了。
But he went.
还没有讲到。
Before the sermon,
有人从底下传了纸条上来。
And some people passed a little slip of paper up.
说请你把纸条读一读给我们听。
He said, now please read this to the congregation.
一看那个纸条，脸上就一阵红，一阵白。
When he read it, and he blushed and turned white.
他祷告主，他就照顾不误。
So he praised the Lord, he prayed about it, and then he read it.
这个纸条上写他如何犯罪。
On this slip of paper is mentioned all the sins he committed.
他一面读一面流泪。
So he read it and then he wept.
他说诸位乡亲。
And he said, our brothers and sisters.
所有这里讲的话都是真的。
Now all these mentioned here are true.
底下说这样的人应该除掉。
Then the people in the congregation say, oh, well, this kind of person, we have to cast them out.
像保罗做见证书一样
，just like when Paul was trying, Paul doing making when Paul is making the testimony.
他在神的面前大大的降卑。然而我蒙了怜。
But I received the mercy.
我要给以后得到救恩的人做榜样。
So I can be the example for all the others who will receive the salvation.
若是你真正认识自己不过是大麻风而蒙了洁净。
Now if you really recognize yourself, but you are a leper and was cleansed.
你没有办法不接受主的宝血。
You cannot not to receive the Lord's blood.
你没有办法不接受主的膏油。
You cannot but receive the Lord's oil.
你没有办法不像祭司一样活在神面前。
You cannot but live like the priest before the Lord.
有一个弟兄是，他说他犯了许多的罪。
There's a brother who said, yes, indeed, I sinned a lot.
等到他蒙召以后，主给他一个命令。
But after he's called, the Lord gave him a commandment.
他说你不能为我公开讲什么话。
He said, you cannot openly say anything for me.
我要你为某某侍奉主的人祷告，你做他的副手。
I want you to be the assistant to a certain person, and you pray for him.
那么某某弟兄。到处传福音做见证，很被神重用。
So that brother has been going out and preach the gospel and is really greatly used by the Lord.
但是我们的弟兄在背后的祷告一样得神奖赏。
But this brother's his prayer behind this was also recognized by the Lord.
这个叫看守兵器的同分掳物。
This is the principle that those who are watching the weapons shall share the
booty.
The
share booty.
Share booty. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. We'll share the things that was captured.
弟兄姊妹们，长大麻风的洁净，除了主耶稣之外，没有人叫我们洁净。
So the except Jesus, nobody can make us clean.
底下又有一种情形不洁净。
There's also there's another situation that is unclean.
患漏症的人不洁净。
It's those have an issue, have some kind of discharge.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们有没有患漏症呢？
Now, do we have this issue?
倪弟兄写过一本书，叫做《漏与飘》。
Brother Ni has written a book. It's called
漏。
Leaking and floating. Oh.
Whatever. 我们对于神的恩典不留心啊。
We're not very careful about the Lord's mercy.
好像拿一个篮子去装水一样。
As if we want to use a basket to hold water.
都湿透了，没有留下一点东西。
It was totally wet, but nothing left.
飘，人轻。
And to float is that we are so light.
在神的话语上面不留心。
We're taking so lightly the Lord's word.
好像得着一点恩典，都飘着。
It seems that we have some grace from the Lord, but it's all floated away.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有里面有时候觉得说，哎呀，今天晚上真是主的同在，我愿意读一点圣经。
Now, did you ever feel that, oh, tonight I have such a great presence of the Lord? I want to read the Bible a little bit.
但是一打岔。
But just now, some other things happen.
半个钟头过去了。
Half an hour's passed.
还没有读圣经。
I haven't really opened the Bible yet.
小孩要睡觉了。
Later on, it's time to put the kids to bed.
把孩子放上床去了。
And you put the kids to bed.
哎呀，看看新闻吧。
And probably it's time to read to watch the news.
两个钟头过去了。
And 2 hours gone.
该睡觉了。
It's time to go to bed.
明天要上班。
Tomorrow has to have to go to work.
漏掉，都漏掉。
All this was leaking out.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你不仔细，所有生命都要漏失。
So if you are not careful, all this life will be leaked out.
如果你不把主摆第一位。
If you do not put the Lord in the first place.
你有太多的理由不注意这些事情。
You have so many reasons not to pay attention to this.
哎呀，孩子不太舒服啊。
Oh, my kids are not feeling so well.
啊，明天还要交报，还交一篇 report.
Tomorrow I have to turn in a report.
好，我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
如果你这样的态度的话。
If this is your attitude.
孩子总要病。
Your kids is gonna get sick.
总有报告要交。
It's always a report you have to turn in.
一点一点又漏过去一天，又飘过去一天。
So every day you're just now leaking out one day and you float away another.
弟兄们，这样的人叫做不洁净。
Now this kind of person is called unclean.
糟糕了，好多人不洁净了，我们。
It's too bad that so many of us are not clean.
常常我也不洁净啊。
We'll get unclean so easily.
讲了几种不洁净了。
So far, how many different kinds of situations do we talk about?
不能再讲了。
We can't go on anymore.
越讲越不洁净了。
Because the more we go on, the more we realize we're unclean.
本来觉得我们洁净的。
At first, we thought we're pretty good.
圣经那么一讲，把我们光景都暴露出来。
But when the Bible mentioned all these, it revealed our situation.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
十六章讲赎罪日。
But in the chapter 16, it's talked about the Day of Atonement.
这个日子叫做复兴的日子。
That's the Day of Revival.
虽然我们长久不洁净啊。
Although we are always unclean.
有一天圣灵的工作来了，赎罪日来了。
But one day the Spirit came and the Day of Atonement is here.
你要晓得以色列人他们有一个明白的事情。
Do you know that the Israelites have something that they really understand?
主他们不认识主耶稣就是他的弥赛亚。
They do not recognize Jesus as their Messiah.
但是他们知道说以色列人复兴的时候，有一天神要接他的选民的时候。
But they know that in that one day of revival, that the Lord will receive His chosen people.
是什么日子？
What day is that?
在赎罪日的时候。
Is in the Day of Atonement.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们从长远历史的眼光看，以色列人所守的节期。都和神的应许有关系的。
Now, if we look through the history, all the festivals that the Jewish people have, it all have something to do with the Lord's salvation.
下一次也许我们讲这些节气。
Probably next time we can talk about all those festive days.
啊，逾越节已经过了。
Now the Passover is over.
五旬节也过了。
Now the Pentecost is over.
你这样算下去，赎罪日还没有到。
Now, if you count like this, the Day of Atonement is not yet.
读预言的人都知道说。神要呼召他的选民的时候是赎罪日。
Now we all know those who study the prophecies all know the day that the Lord will receive His chosen people is the Day of Atonement.
但弟兄姊妹们，在我们属灵生命跟经历里面的赎罪日却是一年一次。
But in our own spiritual experience, in our own lives, this Day of Atonement is once a year.
神要洁净我们身体灵魂。
The Lord will clean our body, soul.And spirit.
每一个阶段，每一个阶段，叫我们过一次赎罪日。
Now, in every step, he wants us to go through this Day of Atonement.
虽然以往已经不洁净太久了。
Although we were so unclean for a long time.
生命飘走，生命漏走。
A life was leaking away. A life was floating away.
但是有赎罪日来了。
But there's a Day of Atonement came.
那么弟兄姊妹，就这某一方面来讲，我们基督徒常常立志也是不错的。
So in another way, when we have this
Make resolution.
It's good.
刚才我们唱诗歌说，从现在起，主在接近我们。
We just saying that starting now, the Lord will purify me.
啊，蔡弟兄这首诗歌选的不错啊。
So、
这叫赎罪日。
Brother Tai's this song was really was a good choice.
弟兄姊妹们，赎罪日做什么
？Now what does this day do?
希伯来书第九章讲赎罪日，希伯来书第十章讲赎罪日。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and 10, let's talk about this Day of Atonement.
16:29.
Now, Leviticus 16:29.
每逢七月初十日，你们要刻苦己心，无论是本地人，是寄居在你们中间的外人，什么工都不可做，这要做你们永远的定例。
And there shall be a statute forever unto you that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your soul and do not work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourn among you.
因为在这日要为你们赎罪，使你们洁净，你们要在耶和华面前得以洁净，脱尽一切的罪愆。
30. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye might be clean from all your sins before the Lord.
再一次得洁净。
So once more you are cleansed.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你没有常常一不洁净就重新寻求洁净，现在是机会到了，七月十号了。
So if you fail to get yourself clean all the time, now this is the chance. This is the 10th day of July.
赎罪祭的公山羊啊，赎罪祭的牛犊公牛啊。
Now the goats, the rams, and the bullocks of the sin offerings.
那个赎罪祭的公牛是先为亚伦预备的。
Now that the bullocks was prepared for Aaron first.
但是公山羊，两只公山羊啊。
But there are two goats.
一只念旧归给耶和华。
Now, one was the lot was cast, and one fell on the goat that was that belongs to the Lord.
第八节，十六章第八节，为那两只羊念旧，一旧归于耶和华，一旧归于阿撒谢勒。
And 16:8, and Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, and one lot for the Lord, and the other lot for the scapegoat.
阿撒谢勒是什么东西啊？
So what does that mean?
好多人都说阿撒谢勒什么东西啊？
What does that term means?
阿撒谢勒因为翻圣经人也不知道他什么东西。
Because the one who's made the English translation does not know what does 阿撒谢勒 means.
有一天我去问林道亮牧师。
So I went to ask Reverend Timothy Lin.
他说阿撒谢勒意思说把他搬到很远很远很远很远的地方去。
He means that it is to move it away so far, far, far away.
诗篇103篇说啊。
In the, Psalm 103.
他说东离西有何等远呢、啊、
Now how far is the east from west?
103篇11节。
103,
11. 12节东离西第十一言千里地何等的高啊。他的慈爱想敬畏他的人也是何等的大。十一节十二节东离西有多远他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Psalm 103:11-12 For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us.
这个叫阿撒谢勒。
Now this is called,
东离西有多远。
This is what that word means.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一旧归给耶和华。
那 one lot belongs to the Lord, the other lot, the other goat belongs to be a scapegoat.
那个献赎罪祭的公羊，我们前面讲过，我们今天不再讲了。
Now the goat that was for the Lord, we don't have to mention now. We talked about it before.
那个公羊的血在至圣所里面为我们说出美言呢、啊。
That goat, that the blood of that goat, it was poured inside the holy place. It talks sweet for us.
另外一只叫做阿撒谢勒。
And the other one is Asasherah.
大祭司会按手在他头上。
And the high priest shall lay hand upon him, upon the goat.
二十一节哈，承认以色列家，以色列人诸般的罪孽过犯，就是他们一切的罪愆，把这罪都归在羊的头上。
And confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness.
借着所派之人的手送到旷野去。要把这羊放在旷野，这羊要担当他们一切的罪孽，带到无人之地。
And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities upon a land, upon unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness.
那么弟兄姊妹们，送这只羊的人要不洁净啊，要回来之后脱衣服洗身的。
And the person who sent away the goat will become unclean when he comes back, has to bathe himself and wash the clothes.
那只献给耶和华的血留在圣所，剩下的皮脏身体一切连粪 都烧在一个外面，不烧在祭坛上面。
Now the one that belonged to the Lord will have the blood shed in the holy place, and the rest of the whole animal, including the dung, the skin, and the inside, will all be burnt unto the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，约翰福音第一章，约翰讲两次说，看哪，神的羔羊。
So in the Gospel of John, two times John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
如果弟兄姊妹读圣经，你要注意到说，一次约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊。除去世人罪孽的。
Now we have to pay attention. The first time he mentioned, now behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of this world.
弟兄姊妹们，这一只叫做阿撒谢勒。
Now this one is called Asasherah.
另外一只约翰只是说，看啊，神的羔羊。
And the second time John says, behold the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰怎么知道他是这个？
Now how does John understand that?This is the Lamb of God.
看见羔羊背负世人的罪孽。
Because he sees that this lamb shouldered all the sins of this world.
阿撒谢勒这只公山羊啊。
Now this goat of Asasherah.
我想如果他有知觉的话，他要垂头丧气。
I believe if he has any feeling or if he knows the situation, he shall be so sad.
他要被罪担所压，不能行动。
It will be so heavy burden he probably cannot even walk.
弟兄姊妹们，神使我们的罪孽归在主耶稣基督身上。
But the Lord put all our sins and iniquities upon Jesus. Upon Jesus, yes.
他是我们的阿撒谢勒。
He is our Asasherah.
把我们的罪孽归到无人之地。
And then he will be chased away into the wilderness.
他又是归给神的那只羔羊。
He is also the one that was offered to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，神要我们的罪做什么？
Now, why does the Lord want our sins?
神不要我们的罪。
The Lord doesn't want our sins.
这个罪是放到远处去了。
The sins has to be cast away far, far away.
因为借着山羊把它带走，神永远看不见。
Utilizing this goat, the sin was carried far away and the Lord will never see it. That's how we get cleaned. Now, this is our days of atonement. So we shall lay our hands upon Asasherah. And we should admit all our sins and guilt. And admit all our sins, our trespassing.
求神把人带到远，把他带到远方。
And we pray the Lord that we take this goat away, far, far away, that nobody will see it.
抛在我们背后。
To cast it behind us.
不再纪念。
And we no longer.
神做了我们的赎罪，主耶稣做了我们的赎罪祭。
And our Lord Jesus become our sin offering.
我们过了我们的赎罪日。
Then we have our days of atonement.
一年一次。
Once a year.
从前是一年一次。
In the old time, it's once a year.
一直到主耶稣来的时候。
Until that day that Jesus will come again.
那么弟兄姊妹，今天主耶稣也来到我们。
Now today, our Lord Jesus came to us.
我们刻苦己心。
We shall afflict ourselves.
我们在神的面前悲伤。
And we feel sorry before the Lord.And we cast away our sins behind us.
重新过圣洁的生活。
And we start all over to live a holy life.
哎呀，只讲了六章圣经。
I only cover six chapters.
后面六章还要不要讲啊？下次讲好不好
？So next time we'll talk about.
或者我已经刚要写了哈，我们也讲不完，六章不讲，怎么样？大家觉得如何
？The other six chapters already on the outline.So we probably just skip it.
反正我们今天停在这里，不能再讲。
Anyway, we stop here today.
感谢主，
耶稣基督 praise the Lord.
做了我们的赎罪祭。
Now our Lord Jesus become our sin offering.
我们盼望利未记啊，这样讲，对弟兄姊妹引起兴趣。
I pray the Lord that when we talk about Leviticus this way, will stir interest among our brothers and sisters.
我们没有讲的，圣经里都已经写了。
What we did not talk about is all written in the Bible.
请大家好好。
Please read them.